morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. This is Psychic Saturday here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. I'm Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And as always, on Saturday, joining me, the fabulous Certified Tarot Master Mary Brown and Reiki Master and several other things that, you know, would take me an hour. Anyway, Mary.
Hi, Dax. Hi, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Oh, it is our favorite show. Just had way too much fun. Yeah, it's the weekend. You know, we've had a whole week of fabulous shows here on Psychic Talk. And but now we get to kind of relax a little bit. And so we always do an open line show on Saturday. And what that means is you get to call in and you get to tell us what the topic is. Anything you want to chat about. You know, I mean, it could just be, you know, you got something on your mind that you just want to talk about, or there's something trending or something in the news or something like that. You know, of course, we have the, you know, horrific landfall of the storm. And, you know, I think there was another one, like a tsunami or something, Malaysia or somewhere, that I caught a glimpse of this morning.
Philippines.
Oh, it was a typhoon in the Philippines. Oh, okay. I knew it was something like that, you know. And
super typhoon, they called it. A super typhoon.
Oh, my God. So anything you want to talk about, you could ask us. You could also ask us questions about anything psychic. Okay, so between Maria. Maria Moss just popped in my head. Oh, I got to tell Maria. Maria, you jumped in my head live on air. There's something going on there. She's coming back with her show, Angelic Realms, moving from Mondays to Sundays, the first and third Sundays, starting in October. I can't wait. Oh, God. And Sharona's going to be joining her as her co-host. I'll be on the first episode with them. But anyway, what I was trying to say, between Mary and
Mary.
I, we have everything. Yeah. Who's that chick? Yeah. What?
Who is
anyway,
that?
No,
between, who am I? Where am I?
The mystery woman. Yeah. Well, you do the, you know, mystical musings the first Saturday of the month. But between Mary and I, we have it all covered. So power of the mind, hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, life coaching, Reiki, energy healing, tarot,
crystals.
Numerology, crystals. What else am I forgetting? Pretty
Fairies.
Much. Fairies. Okay, that's
fairies.
Okay. That's you. No, that's you.
Okay.
I don't do the fairies.
That's
but anyway.
And unicorns.
Oh my God.
And angels.
Angels. We forgot about angels. You know, if you've got a question about any of these topics, you have a, you know, I've always had this burning question about tarot, or I've always had this burning question how this works in numerology. We can do. You see how much fun we have? We're just having fun here. We can do that. You can also call in for a mini reading. The number is 714-816-4628. Write that number down because it's good for all of our shows all week long on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. A little later in the show, I'm going to tell you about some of the upcoming shows. We got some great episodes. We got two brand new shows that just launched this month.
Amazing. It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
We're growing.
We're growing like crazy. We had Spiritual Landscapes launch on Sunday. It's going to be the second Sunday of the month, folks. And it's Lottie Whalen and her husband, and she's a psychic medium and an author. And Lottie Whalen and her husband, Frankie Arbeau, who's a French-born astrologer. They both live in Stockholm, Sweden, and they do a show now here on Psychic Talk, the second Sunday of the month, and they're talking about all kinds of things spiritual. And then let's see, what is Catherine Hahn's new show? Hers is a little bit of a longer title, so I always have to look it up. It's Compassionate Light, but the whole what's the whole term? I'm trying to look it up here. Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance, which is actually the name of her company, and we just went with that for the name of the show. Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance every Monday, with Catherine Hahn, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. She's going to be talking on Monday about the root chakra. How secure and powerful are you? Yeah, exploring the root chakra. In fact, she's doing a whole series of shows on all the chakras. So through the rest of this month in October, every Monday, it's going to be a different chakra. So tune in and find out what Catherine has to say. Of course, she's also a live call-in show. She's a certified angel practitioner. She's a life coach. So you can call in on her show. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Also, you can join us in the chat room. And there's not a lot of people in the chat room right now. Often starts out that way on the show. But I'm going to direct you over there. You know, open a new tab in your browser. Type in psychictalk.net. That's our main website. psychictalk.net/live. And there's a player on there. Perhaps you're already on there listening. You just scroll down below the player. And you can join us in the chat room because you can ask questions, comment on the show, set the topic, ask us questions about anything spiritual, law of attraction, all the things we talked about earlier, or get a mini reading right from the chat room. In fact, there's already a question from Lily Fairy. Little Fairy? Oh, my God. Okay, eager chatter. Yeah, so we are going to we're going to take their question in the chat room. And if you're dialed in, we give preference to the callers. So stay where you are. We take the calls in the order that they come in. So don't hang up. Call back in. You're going to lose your spot, okay? In fact, you want to get your spot pretty early because I got to tell you, the phone lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree here. And so get in right away. Here's the number again, 714-816-4628, and join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. Scroll down and get in the chat room towards the bottom of the page, psychictalk.net/live. Okay, so to start things off, let's pull cards on Lil Fairy. And
Lil
Gabby
Fairy.
Just jumped in. Hi, Gabby. Yeah, let's pull some cards. What was her question? Or his
question?
Her question
is she or he, Lil Fairy. I think it's a she. Says, yeah. Hello, can I have a message on my love life, please? I am single. I have noticed a guy at work.
Notice guy.
So what's up with the guy she noticed at work?
God, I'm getting a lot of cards talking about, I mean, not just one, multiple cards that, although they're different cards, they all have kind of the same connotation, which is taking a step back and evaluating the situation. What are you getting? I mean, I got the chariot card, which is good. You know, what are you getting?
Well, I really wish I had one of my fairy decks handy for Lil Fairy, but I do have a unicorn deck, the Oracle of the Unicorns handy, and I just pulled a card from that. And I have to tell you, what you just said is so crazy, because what the card says, it's the card called Possibility, but it says the message is to raise your standards, evaluate, and like you just said, which is crazy, elevate your expectations. Mm-hmm. And know that there, you know, that this is a possibility, but it's almost like, don't just look for crumbs. Like, kind of like,
right.
I know that's a weird thing to say, but it's sort of like, you know, okay, so there's a guy you notice at work. Well, you know, it's possible, you know, something could happen romantically there. And it's also, is much possible, you know, I feel like it's sort of like nothing's pushed it in one direction or the other yet. So it's just saying, like, you know, just keep looking around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put a pin in it.
Put
say,
a pin in
okay,
it.
He's a possibility. But I don't see that there's much energy behind it right now.
Well, I hope that helped you out, Lil Fairy. And we'll take some more questions from the chat room in just a little bit. We got to go to the phone lines. But real quick, I want to let everybody know about the numerology for today. It's 9/15/2018. The entire date reduces to 26. 2 plus 6 is 8. So it's an 8 date. And then the day is the 15th. 1 plus 5 is 6. Now, a lot of numerologists just look at the day. Like it's the 15th, so that's a 6 energy, the energy of hearth and home, the nurturer, and then, but I like to do the whole date too, and 8 is the number of abundance. Great day for abundance, folks, but also, you know, with it being the 6th day, I would say that, and it's a Saturday, you know, so this is a great day to work on those home projects, spruce up around the house, things along those lines, I'm going to say. I also got for the card of the day the 4 of cups. Now, 4 is structure, which again is in perfect alignment with home, you know, structure. And the thing about the 4 of cups is sometimes it talks about apathy, discontentment, you know. So what I would say is, you know, today's a good day to evaluate that, you know, like we said with the first question there, evaluation, you know, take a step back. Meditate on this. You know, that's another inference of this card, especially by the positioning of the figure in the card, is almost in a lotus position, you know, like meditation. You know, if you're feeling apathetic or discontent, you know, why? Why? You know, just meditate on that. See what comes up. It's also a card of unrealized potentials and, you know, things just literally waiting in the wings there that you're just not aware of. And so it would be a good day to explore that and try to figure that out and be open to other possibilities and so forth. Oh, I see some people coming in the chat room now. Remember that psychictalk.net/live, psychictalk.net/live, and call in at 714-816-4628. We're going to go to our first caller who's calling in from the Bay Area. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, it's Jessica, New Jersey.
Okay, Jessica, we could barely hear you. It's like you're talking out of a cave or something. Are you on speaker? I can barely hear you.
No, I have a headset on. Let me move it closer.
Oh, that's better.
Can you hear me better? There we go.
Oh, that's infinitely better. Yes. What would you like to chat about today? It's open lines. You're on Psychic. Yes.
I just went on a business trip, which was awesome. It was my first business trip, and I'm just sort of in that in-between space. I'm just sort of doing paperwork for right now and relaxing, and I know that there's more trips to come, but I don't have anything booked right now. So I just was curious, you know, I'm just kind of in that waiting game, so I'm trying to just trust the universe and be patient. I mean, I'm not ready to go away right now again, this moment, but it was very exciting, you know, and I want more of it. So anything around that?
Okay. Awesome. Mary, I'm going to let you go first, but I want to clarify a little bit with Jessica here. So what do you do on these trips, and how is it arranged? And
right, so if this just came out of nowhere, it was a gift from the universe. I started doing healings on horses, and I just met this woman, and I was gonna teach a class having to do with healing yourself if you have like an illness or disease. And I saw that she was really into horses and she won awards and stuff. And we just started talking about that. And she was like, hey, when you come out here, do you want to do healings on the horses? And I was like, definitely. And that ended up being the highlight of my trip. So it's just like a whole new path for me, which I love. I just want more and more of. To Rhode Island.
Where'd you go? Oh, to Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Well,
you know, just from a practical sense, you know, maybe you need to go out and, you know, travel around to different venues and, you know, hang out at the stables, talk to the people, you know, maybe there's other opportunities available. Let's see what Mary's getting, though. What are you picking up, Mary, for this?
the Oracle of the Shapeshifters deck by Lucy Cavendish.
Don't know what
and
happened
the
there.
Card is actually called Mermaid in a Koi Pond, which sounds like that's weird advice. But what it is it's saying like the key to this, and yes, I do think that there's more business travel like this in your future. The key to it seems to be really embracing what is like your individuality in what you do and the way that you do it. Okay. Because there's something different, you know, I mean, and look, really that could be said probably about every healer out there, you know, where everyone's a little bit different in the way that they approach things and what they have to offer. And I feel like that is going to be the key to having more and more of these business travel opportunities come up. So to me, that's also saying, like, you know, I wouldn't expect to get booked, you know, tomorrow, right, for another one. But I feel like, you know, with there's new energy coming to this business of yours, you know, and with the sort of, it's like one cycle ending and one beginning. Now, I don't know, the card also indicates like going through a stage of, you know, kind of like dormancy, or like there's not a lot of activity that's new going on. Now, I don't know if you went through a period of that with your healing business, but it seems that, you know, there's new energy coming into this. The key to booking more of these business, what do we call them, business trips? Yeah, right. You know, be like, you know, you pushing yourself even a little bit more out there on especially the things that you do that are, you know, how you see yourself as being a unique healer.
Yeah, and that's like actually what I've been working on, as far as like I've been making up a special like web page for this service. And so you're picking up exactly like, because I've been like, oh, you know, these sessions were totally different than I guess what most people thought they were going to be, and super powerful. And I was like, it ended up being for the people, you know, really more the people than the horses healed. It was like sort of like a flipping the script on people.
Yeah.
So I started putting that together, and you know how Dax said, like, oh, maybe you want to go hang out at these stables or these bars, and, you know, that's crossed my mind, but I don't feel guided to go do that. So it's sort of like a little bit of a weird experience right now, you know, because I made really good money going away too, and it was just sort of like there's a slight tinge of fear of like, I did have that dormancy in my healing business. So it was like a lot of fun to have like client after client after client in one day, and just to have all that freedom and make the money and enjoy myself. It just like opened this whole new experience for me to enjoy my career and life. And so there's a little bit of that, maybe past traumatic, post traumatic stress, or something.
Right.
You know, like
I'm
I don't,
like, oh, no.
I don't want it going. I don't want it going back to. I don't think it's going to. But
no.
You know, when I'm sitting in this quiet time, it's like, okay, and how do we keep this moving? You know.
Yeah.
Like that thought.
And that's the thing, you know, putting a website together, and you know, that can be a great shift in focus during that sort of downtime, you know, in between getting booked and stuff. And again, you know, it's like, I think that, it is really true that, you know, what we put into things, we get back in a lot of ways. And, you know, there's a sort of like idea of, you know, put the focus on, you know, the positive aspects of it, but as well as just doing that, you know, whether meditatively or just in the way that you think about it, you know, like, do you do Reiki as well?
Yeah, I do. I know a lot of different healing modalities, so I've like developed my own. So it's a mixture of a bunch of things. Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, the one thing, not so much, you know, the, the hands-on aspects or the symbols of Reiki, but it just got to mind when you were talking about, you know, that fear, you know, of the Reiki that brought to mind the Reiki precepts of, you know, just that saying to ourselves, you know, just for today, I will not worry, you know, that being like a big one. And, you know, kind of like find one that, you know, something like that that sort of fits you and that you can kind of stick with so that when those feelings come up, you can say that. You can take a few minutes to like focus on that and realize that like, okay, I just made a promise to myself. I'm not going to go into that mode about this.
I hope that helped you out, Jessica. Great call. Great way to start the show off.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All the way from the Bay Area. I saw that area code 415. I was like, oh, that used to be my area code when I lived in San Francisco back in the day. Oh, so that opens another line at 714-816-4628. You know, it's interesting. She was talking about building websites and all, and I'm doing some life coaching with Shakti, one of our hosts, and I'm rebuilding her website right now.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, Rose Wilkerson, that's her actual name. Shakti Devi is kind of her stage name kind of thing, but her real name is you know, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, PhD. And I'm working on her website. In fact, a few people I'm doing mostly spiritual entrepreneurs I'm doing success coaching with right now. And it's just been great. You know, of course, I've always throughout the decades, you know, here doing the Tarot Guild and the radio shows and International Association of Angel Practitioners, angelpractitioners.com, and Psychic Talk and all these things, you know, I've always been helping spiritual entrepreneurs, but it's like without even looking for it or, you know, promoting it, people are finding me and coming to me for life coaching now, success coaching. And
that's what's supposed to happen right now, maybe. You know,
maybe
that's
so.
Why you don't have to try. You know, it's just like you've been coaching all. I feel like you have been coaching all of us in different ways, you know, for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
And I think of the Tarot Guild and everything. It's been really great.
Yep. So, and I also learned how to build websites and do all the social media for the Tarot Guild originally, and then the radio shows. And so, you know, I've built many websites now, and I'm rebuilding Shakti's and I'm willing to do websites for other folks. If anybody out there is a spiritual entrepreneur, and, you know, it could be Reiki, it could be energy healing, hypnotherapy, it could be maybe you're a tarot reader, a medium, numerologist, astrologer, spiritual life coach, something along those lines, you know, I could do a website for anybody, but that's my, you know, preferred client base to work with is spiritual entrepreneurs. And, you know, if you need some help with your business and building your business up, you know, get a hold of me. You can email me dax@psychictalk.net. Or you can just contact me. The fastest way is through Facebook. So Dax Carlisle on Facebook, facebook.com/DaxCarlisle, DaxCarlisle. And I would love to hop on and do some coaching sessions with you and help you out. I've got a session with one of our other hosts, Sharona, booked for Thursday. I'm really excited about this stuff. Oh, thank you. Yeah, and before we go back to the phone lines and take questions from the chat room, I think we'll take a question from the chat room. But before we do that, real quickly, I want to tell people some of the things we got going on, because this weekend I've got some really great flash sales going on, and I just popped them in the URLs into the chat. And the one on readings is psychictalk.net/DaxFlash. And the one on our Learn Tarot and Numerology, our Tarot by the Numbers course, is psychictalk.net/learntarot. And I know that's probably a lot to remember, so just go to our blog at psychictalk.net. They're like at the top two or three posts. right there, psychictalk.net/blog, or if you're on our website, psychictalk.net, just click on blog. And you can book a private reading with me for just $47, and that's $50 off my normal rate. And then a fantastic deal on the Tarot by the Numbers course if you want to learn tarot and numerology. This course is retail for $297, and on the tarotguild.org website, it's actually $200 off right now. You can enroll in the course. You also get your membership in the Tarot Guild and also certification at the CTR level, the Certified Tarot Reader level, is included now free as well. But you won't even pay that this weekend. That's why I'm doing this flash sale. It's actually half off that. You know, so it's only $47 and you get to join the Tarot Guild, get your certification, and you get the course too. Everything's included. So go check that out. Go over to psychictalk.net, click on blog, and you'll find the post for the flash sale on tarot and numerology on the course. And, you know, if you're already a reader and, you know, maybe you've been doing this for decades, you don't need the course, you know, but you can still join at that discounted price. You're going to get your membership and your certification included. So just thought I'd throw that out there. And private readings, you know, we're doing the mini readings live on air right now, but if you'd like a longer session, I do tarot and numerology both, and it's just $47. I normally charge $97, and that's psychictalk.net/daxflash. Go check that out. All righty, so what are we getting as far as questions in the chat room there, Mary?
Well, we have a question from Gabby, and so I thought, okay, let me see, let me find it. Okay, Gabby says, I recently got on a dating site and am getting a lot of attention, but not really who I'm looking for. They want sex, they want a relationship. I would love to know if a serious romantic relationship will be coming. And, you know, Gabby, I do so many.
What a problem to have.
Well, I read for so many women that are in that same boat, that they, you know, with, they started online dating, they're all of a sudden it's like it's raining men, but, you know, everybody wants a booty call, not, you know, and, you know, a long-term love. So I feel and you're not alone out there. So, yeah, what are you going to go first? Is it your turn? She wants to know if a serious relationship is coming up.
Well, Mary, you know, that's the thing is that even if it's a dating site that's aimed towards relationships, you're going to get the booty call. It's, you know, it's going to come up. It's going to happen, you know, but you got to remember always that, you know, you're in control.
Oh, yeah.
You're 100% in control. In fact, that's coming up in the cards. I'm getting the Magician card. And right next to the Judgment card, the cosmic wake-up call, you know, that, hey, you know, you are in control here. There might actually, I'm getting this impression that there might actually be somebody already in your circle here. The King of Wands is showing up. Okay, so this is a fiery energy, the fire element. Potentially one of the fire signs like Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Just thought I'd throw it. Doesn't have to be, but I just thought I'd throw that out. You know, this is somebody who's a real gentleman, good father, passionate, generous, fair-minded leader, entrepreneur, resolute, has the ability to negotiate, a lot of integrity. You know, so be on the lookout, you know, for perhaps an Aries, Leo, Sag coming your way. Now, you're showing up as the Queen of Swords, and this is the thing, is that you've got your back to the King of Wands, and I don't know what's going on with that. Okay, I don't know if it's somebody that you wrote off that is actually a potential relationship and you thought maybe it was only a booty call, or maybe you're just unaware that this person is somebody that you've already come across but you haven't gone forward with. So that's what's coming up in the cards. But let me ask you, Mary, maybe you have some clarity on this. I really see someone coming in.
I'll tell you, I totally see somebody coming in. And it's so weird. I got different cards, but kind of some similar things going on here, you know. So whereas you got the King of Wands with all that fire energy, I got the Ten of Wands with the Seven of Wands, you know, going down the center here, and underneath it is the King of Cups. So maybe he's, you know, she's, and the Seven of Wands is like, she's like fending him off, right? And maybe also he is in some way presenting, you know, all that fiery energy, but really is a love underneath all that, you know? The other thing that's interesting, the reason I think this might be coming into fruition as a relationship is we end with the Two of Cups. Okay, so that's, to me, that's a card that I'd want to see, you know, if I thought a relationship was coming in, like what's it going to lead to? It's going to lead to the Two of Cups. I also got the Ace of Pentacles, so it's in the past position, so maybe this is like someone like fairly recent that she's gotten into contact with. And, you know, the thing that's kind of funny is that I drew a clarifying card from the Shapeshifter deck by Lucy Cavendish because I thought, wow, you know, why is he presenting one way, but he's really something else underneath? Or why is she, you know, why is he there and she's, you know, fending him off, right? And it talks about, the card I got is called Bats in the Belfry. You know, I'm like, oh, he's got bats in the belfry. That's what's going on. And it's saying, like, you know, actually, like, check your perspective on things, you know? It's like, what is it that you can do to kind of, like, get a sort of fresh perspective on it? Because I feel with that Ten of Wands is a sense of sort of being overwhelmed. So she may have been, like, kind of overwhelmed by the responses she got, and maybe everything had a similarity or kind of seemed the same of what the messages were she was getting from those people, you know, everyone that responded to her. And so I feel like there may have been, a diamond in the rough there that we passed up.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here, 714-816-4628. I see it's the bottom of the hour. Ooh, it said 1133, master number 11 and master number 33 on my clock here. Just real quickly, some of the shows coming up on the network. Oh, I'm getting some background noise. Is that coming from you, Mary? I heard some scratching, scraping. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so all you have to do is whenever you want to know what shows are coming up on the network, go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming. It's also linked from the main page. You know, just when you go to psychictalk.net, we've got the hosts and a link to them, a link to the upcoming shows, and a link to the archive right there on the main page right at the top. Psychictalk.net, or to go directly, psychictalk.net/upcoming. As I mentioned earlier, we've got Monday, September 17th, Catherine Hahn, our new host, with our new show, Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance. She's doing that chakra series. So on this Monday, starting at the bottom, starting with the root, how secure and powerful are you? Exploring the root chakra, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday, September 18th, it's the ladies are back, Rose, Fiona, and Vivian, with their monthly episode. They do a monthly episode on death and dying. Shining the light on death and dying, your chance to ask questions and comment on the topic yourself as well. And it will be at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then Thursday, September 20th, on the Soul Sisters show, Sue Schumacher and Anna Nola are doing open lines. That's right, your calls and offering mini readings coming up on Thursday. That show's a little earlier, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. noon Eastern. So that's what's coming up at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And let's see, who's been waiting the longest? Hello, caller. You're live on Psyche Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Area code 941.
Hi, Dax. Hi, Mary. This is Catherine. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi.
Catherine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From Florida. Oh, my God. You're not getting the weather down there, are you?
No, thank God. No. It's a matter of, we're getting weather just because it's summer and it always rains, but not like in the Carolinas. No.
Thank God.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason why I was calling is because I'll try to give you the condensed version is when will I be
moving?
Reader's
Digest.
But.
The Reader's Digest version, yes.
The Reader's Digest version. When will I be moving? I've been renting the same house for the last 4+ years, and now, even though I signed a lease to take me through next May, the owner has decided he wants to sell. So I told the property mm-hmm. management that I would vacate if he can find me a comparable place for cheaper in the same area, and he did. However, it's sure taking them a while to finish with the renovations, and it just seems like they're in first gear and they should be in fifth, you know? So the owner would sure like me out, and I'd like to get out, but it's like, come on, people, let's, you know, do it or get off the pot. So what are you picking up?
Is it my turn? I can't remember. Is it my turn? Your turn?
I think you went last time. I'll just go fast here. You know, I do see some, Three of Swords is showing up. There's definitely delays with this. And there's cards coming up talking about further looking. So I don't know. I get this feeling like it might not be this place, you know, but it looks like things break free in about 6 weeks. That's what's showing up is six weeks is what I'm getting. Now, let's mm-hmm. see if Mary's getting anything specific, especially about, I don't know, Mary, if you're looking at this particular place for Catherine that she's waiting on the repairs.
Yeah, I looked at the question of when she's moving, like when does it all, you know, get in order and set in motion mm-hmm. and when does she have a new home, literally. And I have to tell you, I don't know why Dax said 6 weeks, but I'm going to say 6 weeks as well because I ended with the Six of Wands as my timing card. So that's kind of in mind there. So there's something about that time frame.
Synchronicity.
Yeah, and I got the Emperor card comes up as well as the Four of Wands. So I feel like this is going to happen. I don't know if it's something that, you know, should have happened already, maybe, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, it looks like you got 6 more weeks until you move into a new place.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
good,
I have
though.
A roof over my head and it's not going anywhere. So, you know,
well, there
the
you
timing,
go.
It's just, yeah. I mean, I'm okay either way, but it would just be nice to have some definitive answer, like, come on, when should I start packing, kind of a deal. So
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you both
for
your insight. I appreciate it. Okay. Y'all
Absolutely.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Best of luck down in Florida. I think
that's
you
so
know,
wild. Right when you said that was when I laid down the timing card. It's the Six of Wands. I was like, oh, come on. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I got too. So, you know, maybe in about 4 weeks, you know, it'll be 2 weeks out and she should start packing.
Start packing now.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to take a look. Okay, we got a question in the chat room. Let's take another phone call before we go back to the chat room, though. Who's been waiting the longest? Area code 347. Caller, you're live on Psyche Talk. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hi, I'm calling from New York and my name is Tamika.
Is it, I missed the beginning consonant there. Is it Jamika, Damika, something Mika?
Tamika.
That's completely different. Okay. Tanika, yay, in New York. What's going on with you?
I would like some insight into what you guys see as far as my work and also love life, what you guys are going to see happen or what the future holds in both those areas for me.
Okay, so you got to pick one. We only do one question per caller. So what's the most burning question you got right now? What area?
I'm not sure because I'm going through things in both. I guess whichever one you pick up on the strongest.
Okay, your turn, Mary, to start out.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what's
coming up.
Let's
see what is
maybe
coming
you'll
out.
Get.
And I'm,
yeah, see if,
one
it's,
area.
If it's work. Work or romance, you know, maybe I'll get something on the other. Who knows? It might happen.
Right. It can. It could happen. So I'm going to do a tarot reading then. Okay. And you can hear me loudly shuffling. Sorry about that. Ooh. Okay. So the area I'm picking up on really looks like love life to me. Okay. And it starts out with a with the Three of Swords in the present energy. So I don't know if there, you know, there's some heaviness on the heart there. There's been some pain in that area of your life. But look, the thing that's interesting is we have the Page of Cups in the future position. So I feel like this is talking about a new phase for you when it comes to love life. Maybe a new person coming in, something could be coming in the form of, you know, someone reaching out to you, getting a message from someone. And the kind of advice that comes with this is interesting, is that above that Three of Swords is the Temperance card, okay? And below it is the Ten of Pentacles, and preceding it is the Six of Swords. So to me, it is saying that, like, yeah, you know, love life is going to, you know, there's going to be some new energy coming in that's going to be quite nice. But in the meantime, it's like being able to just kind of put the past behind us with the Six of Swords. It's like moving into, it's kind of, for me, it carries this sort of healing energy. And it's going right into that Three of Swords where it's like healing the heart and by gaining perspective on it, you know, by being able to balance that energy. So whatever painful feelings we may have, needs to be kind of balanced by also what the good of it was with the Ten of Pentacles. What's the good in your life right now, you know? So I do feel like, you know, with the King of Cups showing up here, one, I don't think that this is very far off, you know, maybe within the next few months. But I also feel like now's the time to kind of, you know, kind of get ready for it. Like make sure there's room for things to change in that area of life within your heart, like you're ready for it within your heart. What, Dax, what are you getting?
Okay, so it's interesting because what you got was on romance, and I pull cards too, but everything I'm getting is about career. And the Six of Swords seems to indicate that you're moving towards your goal, that you're making headway, that you're moving away from the troubled waters to the calmer seas towards your goal. Looks really, really good. Some cards about strategy and tactics, you know, maybe not looking in the right area. The main focus card, the main card in the middle, the main thing is the Nine of Coins, which is the self-made woman, okay? And then after that card in the near future, then we get the Chariot card. Things start to break free. The Chariot card is triumph through adversity. So it's triumph, but it's also a card of endurance, okay, to get there. And then you end up at the Ten of Cups, and you're it's harmony, joy, emotionally fulfilled is the main thing. So tying that back in with the central card, the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman, that ultimately, regardless of what happens in your current jobs and changes of position and all that kind of thing, ultimately you're not going to be emotionally satisfied until you become the self-made woman. That means following your own path, doing your own thing, being an entrepreneur as opposed to working for somebody else. That's ultimately what you're going to end up doing. So I would take a step back, start thinking outside of the box. You may never have thought along these lines before. You're always thinking about, okay, I'm going to make a move up in my career. That means I'm getting this position that's higher in my company, or I'm moving to another company with a better position. You know, that's all within your box, what you've always been doing. Now you need to start thinking outside the box. What skills and abilities do I have? What value can I provide for other people, information, services, products that I can provide other people creating my own company to do that? That's what's coming up in the cards as far as career for you that I'm getting anyway. So anyway, hope that helped you out. Think on that, Tanika, and feel free to give us a call back, and we'd love to chat more.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
We appreciate the call. Ooh, there was a lot of line noise on that line. Okay, so we had a question in the chat room, didn't we?
Yes, this is from Grateful User. I love that. Who says, I have a client who's a buyer of my artworks. Is he honest, has other ideas for my work, and wants me to create other products for his business and his new home he's renovating? Will these things actually happen? Is he being honest about this? So,
Well, right off the top, I pulled a yes, no on that first question. You know, is he honest? Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm getting yes, 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 yes. And a lot of big cards. I mean, the Ace of Coins, a definite big yes, and it's a business opportunity coming through, and that's like the central card. And then I got the High Priestess and the Emperor card and the Sun card, you know, all positive major arcana cards, especially the Sun card. The Sun card is at the end. The outcome is the Sun. So I have to say yes, 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 yes. The Knight of Wands shows up to indicate following your passion. Okay. Now, the High Priestess often talks about her intuition. So it's not like you don't listen to your gut instincts on this. Okay. I'm not saying everything's rosy and, you know, don't be careful. You know, the High Priestess says use your gut instinct. But that's actually in the near past position. So I kind of think you already know the answer. You've already asked your gut, okay, is this right for me? And you already have your answer. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, it's like every time I am doing a tarot reading today, I'm getting your cards. I'm getting the same cards. It's so funny. It's cool. But I got the High.
Imagine that. It actually works.
I got the High Priestess as the central card. So really, you know, echoes what you're saying about that, using intuition, following her hunches, that kind of stuff, maybe already knowing the answer. The Moon card is above it, another card connected to intuition, but, you know, also maybe is just saying like, okay, you know, she may have a feeling about it, but it's not entirely clear to her. Like maybe there's something that she's not sure, like, does he really mean all this? Because that would be, you know, great, right, to get a big job like that. And I feel like that's kind of what's going on, is like she's just kind of like questioning, like, is that going to happen? The thing that's interesting to me, having the Knight of Wands underneath it, I do feel like, you know, he does want to go forward, literally. And what it goes into is kind of interesting to me. That's the Six of Cups. So is there something about, you know, some of the things in the past that maybe are coloring, her questioning of like, is he for real, you know, or not? But I do have a good feeling about this. I also think a lot of this, so much water energy in this, maybe does have to do with the fact we're talking about like this, these are artistic jobs, you know, because that can connect to, you know, expression, that kind of stuff as well. But yeah, it looks good.
Looking
good. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. Oh, I did want to mention that this past Wednesday we had the book launch of Janet's new book, Naked Tarot, Down Sassy
Advice. I tuned
into
that. Yeah.
Wasn't that great? You'll find it in our archive.
Great.
Yeah, go over to psychytalk.net/archive, and you'll find it there. We're taking a break after that. And we are going to record the last few shows, you know, that series that we're doing on Tarot Insider, the Minor Arcana. And we have the 6s, the 7s, the 8s, the 9s, and the 10s to go. And we're going to be recording those a few weeks from now. But then Janet is retiring from producing new tarot books and things, you know. And she wanted to retire from Psychic Talk. I kind of wanted to take a step back, too, and just do this show with you, Mary, because it's my favorite. and mostly I want to be behind the scenes, which is what I mostly do. You know, our hosts are on air, and I'm running the switchboard in the studio and everything like that.
You're our producer.
So, yes, I'm the executive producer. And, you know, I wanted to point out, you know, and – you know, I wanted to step back to just doing one show a week where I'm the host. And that's why when Angelic Realms comes back, Sharona is going to become the co-host with Maria on that show instead of I normally used to do it with her. And so I want to step back from that show, too, so that I can help new hosts, you know. And by the way, that opens a spot on Wednesdays. Wednesdays are now available for a new show. You can grab a friend or two and get together and do a show here on Psyche Talk. And we're looking for all kinds of areas. You know, we recently lost Natalie, our pet psychic, the last Sunday of the month. We'd love to get another animal communicator or two or three animal communicators on doing an animal communication show. That would be great. But whatever you do, energy healing, EFT, Reiki, or tarot, numerology, psychic mediumship, we'd love to have more mediums. You know, absolutely. Astrologers, astrology, you know, life coaching, whatever it is you do, grab some of your colleagues and do a show together. We find the dynamic of 2 to 3 hosts works best. There is a small production cost involved, but you're also able to get your own sponsors. And anything that you sell through your show or sponsors that you get for your show, you keep all of those funds. None of that goes to the network. That's all you. And, of course, you can promote your own readings, your own products and services as well. We want our hosts to make money, sell courses, readings, charts, whatever it is that you do, products, services, and you can also get sponsors for your show, and they pay you directly. You set that up with them, and you just pay the host fee. As an example, a weekly show with 3 hosts splitting it, it would be $42 a piece. Really, really inexpensive. You know, the main reason for the host fee is to make sure that you're serious about the endeavor and just to help with the production costs. And you can also do a show just once a month. You can do a pre-recorded podcast and that's not on air, but pre-recorded. We upload those. And all these shows, whether they're live or a pre-recorded podcast, they all get stored in the archive at psychytalk.net, also on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Spreaker, Podbean, and several other outlets across the web. So you can read more about becoming a host. Just go over to psychytalk.net and click Become a Host at the top of any page. And just get a hold of me, dax@psychytalk.net, or on Facebook. The fastest way is just shoot a message to me on Facebook. And you can do a solo show, just you, like Catherine is doing. on Mondays, like Mary here does on the first Saturday of the month with Mystical Musings. Also, there's a possibility that one of our fabulous hosts from our previous network might be joining us, Cooch Daniels, the fantastic tarotist and palmist and author. Cooch might be coming back. And
yay!
We're talking to her right now. Yes, yes. We're talking to her right now about doing that. And actually, I just got a message from her, and I was telling her about the numerology of the different names, you know. And she says that, wow, because that's my favorite. I said how Cooch's Cosmic Cafe numerologically comes out as the Master Illuminator number 11. So it
wow.
may be Cooch's Cosmic Cafe coming back. She says she wants to do one show a month to start off this year, and then beginning with the new year, come on weekly potentially. So she might be
cool.
taking Natalie's spot the last Sunday of the month, Mary.
Oh, wow. That would be so cool. I loved her old show. That was so much fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, in the message, I think she's giving me the green light, I think. So, woo, folks, live on,
you heard it
live
first.
On air. Oh,
yes.
You know what that means? You know what that means?
Breaking
we have to
news.
Do our, we have to do breaking news. Breaking news, Cooch Daniels joining Psychic Talk Radio. Wow. And,
yeah.
and so that's the third brand
that.
New show this month, the third brand new show this month, Mary. And so what does that mean? This is a great time. You know, typically fall is the best for our network. This is the perfect time to start a new show. So what's that?
Yeah.
What's all this an indication of, you know, Lottie and Frankie starting Spiritual Landscapes and Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn coming on, and now Cooch joining us. This is the perfect time, folks. If you've been thinking about doing a pre-recorded podcast or a live radio show or both, you can do both on our network. With the live show packages, you also get unlimited uploading of pre-recorded podcasts, and it goes out on all of those networks, folks. iTunes, Spreaker, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, which is the largest website out there for this, and also our website, psychictalk.net, in our archive as well. So get a hold of me, folks, because we want to add a few more shows. I think, Mary, we need to about two or three more shows will round it out for us, you know, and then we're going to kind of cut it off there. So get in now, and especially while the introductory pricing is, you know, we just launched in April, and we've had the same introductory pricing for the production costs for the host fees all this time here, and we never raised them, you know. So after this, after we get the next couple of shows on, our next round of shows, if we decide to expand more, we're going to be raising the prices. So get in and lock that down. A lot of the people have been telling me, you know, Dax, you don't charge enough for what you do. And but I don't want it to be a boundary to entry. You know what I mean, Mary? I want us to get more hosts and more radio shows going here. Awesome. So we're at the top of the hour right now. Do you want to keep going, take a couple more calls?
Yeah, I could take a couple more calls. How about you? Can you take a couple more calls? Let's do it.
Oh, sure. There's another thing I want to let people know is that, you know, Mary and I are here every Saturday. And if there's anything that you want us to talk on, to discuss on the show, maybe almost like a mini class, but, you know, if there's some area that you want us to discuss and give you a little insight on, maybe teach you an aspect of tarot or numerology or the law of attraction or Reiki.
Or anything that they would want to want us to do a psychic spin on, you know, what is the meaning of life? What is the universe about? You know, some of the big questions that you would like someone to ask and try to take a look at.
By the way,
from a psychic perspective, I've
actually done that before. I've asked the tarot for the big questions and gotten some fascinating answers on it. I asked about angels. I asked about our origins. Yep, we should definitely do a show on that. But also, you know, speaking of the psychic spin, that's a segment of the show that we do not every week, but sometimes. And, you know, you have the talking heads, you know, putting the spin on the news. That's why we call it psychic spin, because unlike the talking heads out there on the news shows and stuff like that, we can look at things with a psychic spin to it. You know, we can look at it psychically. And with tarot and with numerology. So, you know, if there's something in the news or trending on social media or something you want us to take a look at, we can do that too. We've done it for lots of different stories, like airline crashes or missing airplanes that have happened before. And famous celebrities that have passed away, and we've told you their numerology and stuff. And yeah, lots of great stuff we can do on Psychic Spin. Pretty much anything. So, you know, get a hold of us.
It's so funny. I remember, like, doing it on the first airline, you know, the MH370. I remember when we did that.
Yes, that was the one I was thinking of.
I'm still waiting to see if I was right because they haven't found it. You know, it's, like, awful. And it's dragged on for so long. I feel so bad for those families and everything, but they just have never answered that question. And so many people involved in that. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But we're never, you know, are we ever going to know? That's a question we should ask.
So, there's a psychic spin for you right there. But, you know, any ideas you have or anything you want us to cover, like on next week's show, send us a message, dax@psychictalk.net. Mary@psychictalk.net. You'll find Mary Brown on Facebook. You'll find me on Facebook. The easiest way to find us is usually just to go over to the Facebook group, psychictalk.net/Facebook, or click the Facebook icon on psychictalk.net. It'll take you right over to the group, and you can join our group. We have hundreds of members, and we'd love to hear from you. So, back to the phone lines. If we don't get to your call today, remember you can tune in Monday and chat with Catherine Hahn. She had her first show last Monday, and I co-host it with her, you know, just so she could get going. And she'll be by herself on Monday. And she was great. Compassionate Light and Healing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was terrific.
So you can call in on Monday, the same phone number, 714-816-4628. And listen to the show, psychictalk.net/live. Get in the chat room with us. I'll be there. I'll be doing the studio for. I'll be in the chat room. And if we don't get your call today, you can call in on Monday. Alrighty. So, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 480. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from New Mexico.
Keisha from New Mexico.
Yeah.
What you want to chat about?
I don't know. Can I get a dynamo, whatever you pick up on?
Sure. I guess we can. Generally we look at a particular area, but you know, let's pull some.
You can look
start.
At
Maybe
finances. Go. Well, I'm
okay.
looking for a job. You can start there.
What do you want to maybe you can pull one of the cards from your decks that are more apropos to general. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm shuffling right now. The Oracle of the Unicorns. Because I thought unicorns
Ooh.
Are great for that. You know, it's interesting. So, you know, look, you're asking about that area of finances and stuff. And the card that I got has to do with teamwork and partnership. It's saying, like, that's going to give you a better result for improvement, building up a talented support team around you, okay? and finding people that are trustworthy. Especially I guess in that area of finances, you want people around you that you can trust that are going to work as a in partnership, and work as a team to help improve this. You know, it's like, finance is like a lot of areas of life. You know, we always think we're on our own. We're going to do everything ourselves. And
this is amazing.
You know, sometimes there's help around us. Dax, what are you getting?
Well, I just said this is amazing because there goes the synchronicities again. I'm getting a very similar message for Keisha. Okay, so the first card is the death card. So that's transition. You know, you are ready. You're at the completion of a phase or cycle, and you're ready to begin a new one. And then right after that I'm getting some feedback here. Let me put the line on hold here because I'm getting some feedback. The Hermit card and the Hierophant card, Mary. So you know, there you go. I think that she needs to surround herself, like you said, with people. She needs to get some mentoring. I'm getting, the Hierophant combined with the Hermit card. To me, that's what it's talking
about.
That's
her team.
Yeah, there's some people that know what they're doing and that can really point you in the right way, Keisha. Okay, well, I hope that helped you out. We got to go to our next caller here. We're going to go to area code 267. Hello, you're live on Psyche Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm a frequent caller. My name is Donna from Philadelphia.
Oh, God, not Donna again in Philadelphia.
Donna!
I'm just kidding.
Yay!
Oh, God, I know. You guys are my friends, let me tell you. No, I'm just feeling, like, really down, like, to the point I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm thinking it must be me. Okay, now we have the arrogant thing, which, believe me, is nothing, and I don't want to thrive on that. But he texted me to tell me he was in Turkey because his mother's dying. We're not, together or nothing like that. And he says he lives in a trailer now. And I just wanted to know if you have some insight in that. And I don't know if this is another question, but my girlfriend wants nothing to do with me no more because I work in a hospital and I didn't tell her that someone she knows that does not like her was in the hospital. That's HIPAA law. I can't do that. And I have a feeling she's not right for me to be around. Is it me?
No. Why would you? I got a fire alarm going off, folks. Why would you tell somebody about somebody else that's in the hospital that somebody? And it's somebody that they don't like. I just don't get that. You know,
well, they were best friends, and him and his wife are very well off, and they had paid for her son's funeral. And I didn't know that till some girl told me that's probably why she didn't want. Because he said, "You look familiar." I said, "Oh, it's Tamara's friend," and she said, "Oh, you told him who you were?" And I says, "Well, yeah, I work in the hospital. I have to conversate." And that was it. And I walked out or whatever. And here, her ex-husband also paid for the funeral. And a 90-year-old man that she's living with that's supposed to be her patient also paid for it. So she probably didn't want no communication for me to see what she's really like. I grew up with her, but I had a feeling it was time to cut her off anyway.
Yes, actually, for that, I got the death card. Just like with the previous caller, but in this case, it's not talking about necessarily a change in a cycle for you, but it is, you know, but it's talking about the death of the relationship. It's talking about, you really got to cut ties here. You know, it's like, this is holding you down. And a lot of the other cards are talking about, they're talking about kind of like getting back out into the world, and it's also talking about focusing more on career, work. I'm also, you know, it's like, I want to say like arts and crafts coming through, Mary. Like I see her producing a lot of kind of like slightly different but the same thing that she should be selling over the internet to other people, like Etsy and eBay, and I don't know what all the websites are nowadays where people do that kind of thing, you know, Amazon. What are you getting?
Well, I drew a couple Oracle cards on this. It's kind of interesting. The first card that came up was Little Brother, Little Sister, and it's about you know, when people try to make us responsible for them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying that, like, look, there is, you know, a good reason for setting healthy boundaries, you know, and that, you know, it's time for you to kind of, you know, step into your own power, step into your own wisdom, step into your own leadership, and to kind of look at some of these things, like maybe the situation with your friend, you know, why didn't you tell me that so-and-so, whatever, you know, like, no. You know, no, that is not, you know, it's not your job. Basically, this card is about responsibility. It's not your job to tell her everything, especially when it conflicts in a very real way with your actual job, you know. And so that with these relationships, you know, that having healthy boundaries in place is really, it's a loving thing to do. Okay, because it's loving yourself and also loving them and saying, like, okay, I'm not really part of this is your weight to carry. You know, you're responsible for your own things. So I feel like, you know, watch out for that. People trying to kind of make you like the person responsible for other things. Then the last thing that came up was really interesting. It was from the Mystical Shaman's deck, and it was the card of the Seer. It was about really, you know, using your intuition, using your perception, and seeking that truth that kind of is the larger truth behind some of the changes going on in your life without judgment, without the judgment of, like, this is my fault, this is so-and-so's fault, where do I put the blame? It's, you know, go beyond that, and you'll see that, you know, that's going to help you to gain some clarity, to trust your gut in these things, and to kind of, like, look at the bigger picture. So that's what comes up in those cards, at least, on this situation kind of overall.
Yep. I hope that helped you out, Donna. We got to move on because we've gone over. We're at the end of the show here. And, woo! But that was okay. We always are having a great time there, you know, but I've got a life coaching session with Shakti after this, and
things to do.
Get going here. Yeah. So
I wanted to say real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, we do have limited time on these shows. And of course, you know, there's a lot of other shows they can call into. If they want a reading with me, they can find me at psychictalk.net/Mary. If you want to book a reading there.
That's right. Yep. Go check out Mary's page. You can connect with her there. You can book sessions right there at psychictalk.net/Mary. And of course, mine is /Dax. All of us, it's all the hosts, it's their first name, you know, so psychictalk.net/Mary. Also, you'll find all of our hosts on the front page. You just go to psychictalk.net, boom, scroll down, you'll find the host there. If you hover your cursor over their image, you'll get a drop-down menu, a little bit about them, and a link to their page with more about them and how to connect and book a private session with any of our hosts. Remember, I've got the flash sale going on this weekend only. This weekend only, save $50. off my normal rate, you can get a numerology and tarot reading for $47, and you'll find that in the blog. Just go to psychictalk.net, click on blog, scroll down to you see my flash sale. And then I also have the flash sale on the Tarot by the Numbers course, and of course, membership to the Tarot Guild, as well as your certification at the CTR level, the Certified Tarot Reader level, is now included as well. That's a $47 value right there. And you're getting the course, you're getting the membership. You won't find this on the tarotguild.org website. You got to go to our Psychic Talk website, psychictalk.net, and find it in the blog, because you need to use the discount code, which is FLASH47. So if you do go over to tarotguild.org, either hitting the Join Now or the Learn page, you know, Learn Tarot link, either one takes you to the same place, whether you click enroll from the Learn Tarot page at at tarotguild.org, or join the Tarot Guild. Either way, it's all inclusive now. You get your membership, the course, and certification. But to get the special half off, it's normally two payments of $47 or a single payment of $78. It's just $47 right now, but you got to put in that discount code, FLASH47. So go over to psychictalk.net and find the flash sale on this to learn tarot and numerology together with Tarot by the Numbers. Alrighty.
Yay.
So we'll be back next Saturday.
Yep.
Another fun show.
We will.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Had a ton of fun, Mary. Thanks.
Thanks too.
To all our listeners. Thanks to all of our callers. And we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dad. Bye, everybody.